The Jack Benny Program.
At 40, sold American.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw. LSMFT. LSMFT. LSMFT.
Sure thing.
You said it.
Yes, sir.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
It takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, first, last, and always, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. At markets now open in the South, independent tobacco experts present at the auctions can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Rochester very busy addressing Christmas cards.
There. Just about 10 more and I'll be through addressing Mr. Benny's Christmas cards. Now, let's see. Mr. and Mrs. Bing Crosby and family. Mr. and Mrs. Eddie Cantor and family. Man, he sure killed a bunch of birds with those two stones. These are pretty nice cards the boss is sending out this year. And he sure knows how to economize on them. Just look at that. Christmas greetings 1944 to 1950 included. And to whom it may concern. Well, after I got all the cards addressed, doggone, I wish the board would buy a stamp. I feel so conspicuous putting on that gray uniform and going from door to door.
All right, Chester. Are you through addressing those cards?
Yes, Mr. Benny.
Good, I'll be down in a minute.
Okay. Say, I wonder what the boss is going to get me for a present. I heard him say he was going shopping this afternoon, so better start dropping a few hints. No, he's immune to hints. I better lay it right on him.
So, you're all through with the card, eh, Rochester?
Yes, sir. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Say, oh, what fun it is. Hey, you sound happy today. What happened?
Oh, nothing. I've just been thinking how lucky I am to be working for a man like you.
Really?
Yeah. Now, you take my friend Sam. He works for one of the stingiest men in the world. Why, last year for Christmas, all he gave Sam was three little handkerchiefs.
Well, Rochester, I don't think that's such a bad
thing. I'll never forget Christmas Day. Down on Central Avenue, everyone was showing off their new wristwatches and gold cigarette cases and diamond rings and... There was Sam with those three little handkerchiefs.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. It really embarrassed poor Sam when people asked him what his boss gave him for Christmas, and he had to pull out those three little handkerchiefs.
How can a man be that cheap?
It's possible, boss. It's possible.
Well, Rochester, you don't understand the spirit of Christmas. The important thing is the fact that you're remembered. The gift itself is nothing.
I know. That's the kind of propaganda I'm trying to overcome.
Oh. Say, I better hurry up if I want to get my shopping done. I've got to pick up Miss Livingston first. Rochester, while I'm dressing, turn on the radio, will you?
Okay, boy.
And in case you don't like chopped steak, then simply take a 12-pound standing rib roast. Cover gently. generously with strips from 2 or 3 pounds of bacon, and then place in oven. While this is roasting, you can make a tasty frosting for your cake by mixing 1 quart of sweet whipping cream with a large-sized can of crushed pineapple and 1 pound of butter. Then call in all your friends and neighbors to help you eat this simple meal.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just listened to another weekly broadcast of Memories of Yesteryear.
Rochester, wipe off my chin and get another station.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, does your complexion suffer from tattletale gray? Do the crow's feet around your eyes have fallen arches? Do you have dandruff? When you comb your hair, do your shoulders remind you of a white Christmas? They do? Then why don't you try a bottle of sympathy soothing syrup? Remember, folks, sympathy spelled backwards is your tapamus. Y-A-T-A-P-M-Y-S.
Yip-yip-yip-tapamus, drives your blues away.
Hey, Rochester, that's pretty good stuff. Did you ever use any of that sympathy soothing syrup?
Boss, if it comes in a bottle, I've tried it.
I know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Sympathy Soothing Syrup Quartet will sing Dance with the Dolly, accompanied by Snoochie Getz and the sweetest music this side of the La Brea Tar Pits Orchestra.
Well, Snoochie Getz, he's got a good band, Rochester. See, I'll just have time to listen to this, and I'm going to walk over to Mary's house. That's what I'll do.
Down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would she like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing they were me. Oh, mama, put the cat out tonight. Meow, wow! I worked all day, I'm gonna scat, and I won't be home until dawn. Gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in the stocking while her knees rock and our toes rock. Gonna dance with the dolly. Hole in the stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon.
Out today. I hope Mary will be ready when I get there. Yeah, da dee da dum, da dee da dum, ba dum, ba dee da da dum. Hello. Hello, little doggy. Yeah, da dee da dum, da dee da dum, da dee da 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 dee. Da 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 da. Go away, doggy. That's my own fault. Try to be nice to people. Sweet Georgia Brown. Oh, hello, Don.
Oh, hello, Jack. I was just coming over to your house.
You were?
Yeah, I got that Christmas present you ordered for your sponsor.
Oh, the ashtray? Good, good. You have it? Did you have it engraved like I told you to?
Sure, Jack. Here it is on the side. See?
Oh, yes. To my sponsor, Mr. Hill, I hope this ashtray you will fill. And when you do, just think of me. And good old LSMFT. LS stands for Lucky Strike, and MFT means fine tobacco. So season's greetings and the like to you and yours from Little Jackal. Isn't that cute, Don?
Yes. And by the way, Jack, I hope you don't mind if it costs more than you expected. I had a little music box installed in it.
A music box?
Yes, our sponsor will love it.
Gee, an ashtray with a music box is a swell idea. Let me hear it, Don.
Okay, where do I wind it up?
Okay. Perfect. Send it right over to him, will you, Don?
All right, Jack. See you later.
Okay. Da-da-dee-dum-ba-da-dum-dum, sweet Georgia-bum. Here's the drugstore. Think I'll go in and try some of that sympathy soothing syrup. Seems to be good for everything. And that's just what I've got. Anyway, I've got a few minutes before I have to call for Mary. Might as well go in.
What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to try a bottle of that sympathy soothing syrup.
Sympathy soothing syrup?
Yes.
Sympathy, spelled backwards, is yitapamis.
I know.
Yit-yit-yitapamis, yit-yit-yitapamis, yit-yit-yitapamis.
Drive your blues away! Yes, that's what I want.
Well, you know, this is rather an old-fashioned drugstore.
Old-fashioned?
Yes, I wouldn't want this to get around, but we still have some products in here that are spelled frontwards.
Frontward?
Yes. Frontward, spelled backwards, is strognor.
I don't care about it. Now, look, I want a small bottle of sympathy soothing syrup.
Oh, the 10-cent size. Here you are.
Thank you. Would you mind giving me a glass? I'd like to try some of it right now.
All right, I'll fix the correct dose for you. I just pour one tablespoon of this soothing syrup into this glass of water.
Uh-huh.
There. Now, listen to it. Fizz. With a 25-cent size, we give you a hip boot.
Never mind. Just get me a towel. Now wrap up my bottle.
Okay.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Frankie. How are you? How's Mrs. Sinatra?
Fine. Say, Jack, don't forget you're going to be on my program tomorrow night.
Oh, sure. I won't forget. See you tomorrow.
Okay. So long. Oh, by the way, Jack, do you know what I found out?
What?
That Sinatra spelled backwards is Artanis.
That's pretty good. So long, Frankie.
So long, Jack. Why did I have to ask him to come on my program? His jokes will probably louse up my singing.
What did you say, Frankie?
Oh, nothing, Jack. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, sorry. I promised to go on with the program. The singing will louse up my jokes. Oh, gee, look how late it is. I better go over and pick up Mary.
Pardon me, Mr. Denny.
Yes? What is it, honey?
Well, all the girls in my class in high school are collecting autographs and...
Well, how do you like that? I only spoke to Frankie and I got some of it on me. Miss Livingston, expect me, Pauline.
Oh, yes. Come right in, Mr. Benny.
Is Miss Livingston ready yet?
No, Mr. Benny. I was just helping her squeeze into it.
Into her what?
Well, anyway, she'll be putting on her dress next.
Oh, for goodness sake, why are women always late?
Oh, hello, Jack.
Oh, there you are, Mary. How come you're never on time when we have an appointment?
What are you talking about exactly? 3 o'clock now. Look.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Ruin watch time.
What?
Cuckoo.
I'm sorry, Mary. I thought you were cuckoo. I mean late.
Anyway, you were supposed to pick me up 10 minutes ago, so you're the one that's late.
Well, I would have been here sooner, but first I gave a girl an autograph, and when I got to the corner here, I gave an autograph to a little boy.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack, why don't you stop chasing him?
I didn't chase them. They asked me. In fact, the little boy said that he'd be very happy if he could have the autograph of an actor as famous as I. Naturally, I couldn't refuse such a request.
Well, Natch.
But Mary... But Mary, when I signed my name, the boy said, "Oh, pardon me, sir, I mistook you for someone else."
Another actor?
Yeah. Mary, who is Vitamin Flintheart?
It's hard to explain, Jack, but Vitamin Flintheart is the same to Snowflake as you are to me.
Well, thank you, I think. Anyway, come on, Mary, we won't get any shopping done.
All right, I've got my car parked in the driveway.
Good.
Oh, say, Jack, Larry Stevens was here a few minutes ago looking for you. He wanted you to hear a new song he was going to do on the program.
Oh, get in the car, Mary. What was the name of Larry's song?
It's called A Sleigh Ride in July, and it's from a new picture, Belle of the Yukon.
Oh, darn, I wish I'd have heard it. Is it a good number for our show?
Oh, it's beautiful. Larry sang it for me. It goes like this.
Mockingbird was whistling a sentimental tune, and I didn't know enough to come in out of the
carefully, Mary. Not so fast. Slow down. Watch out, there's a red light. Now it's green. Now it's red again. Hey, wait, there are three red lights. No, they're green. No, they're red, but there are three green lights, too. Hey, there's a blue light.
Jack, put on your glasses. That's a Christmas tree.
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas. Well, take it easy anyway, Mary. Don't drive so fast. Look out. Slow down. You're turning the corner too...
Oh, Jack, calm down. Don't be so nervous.
I can't help it. I'm always frightened when I'm with a woman driver.
Woman driver, woman driver. That's all you men always say. Woman driver this and woman driver that.
Mary...
And I'm getting sick and tired of it. We women can drive as well as you men any day. And lots of my girlfriends
Mary...
are better drivers than their husbands.
Mary...
And I read in a magazine where scientists have proved that women are better drivers than men.
Mary...
Because they're less nervous and they concentrate on the road better. They have a meeting...
Mary.
It was the other driver called. He didn't put out his hand.
But, Mary, you crashed into the side of a house.
What?
I kept trying to tell you for the last 10 minutes you've been driving on the sidewalk. My goodness, you smashed your fenders, broken your grill, and busted your headlights.
So what? Munch will give me more money for it now.
Yes, well, anyway, there's a store across the street. We can leave the car here.
But, Jack, we can't leave the car here. We'll get a ticket.
A ticket? Where would he tie it? Let's go. Take it easy, will you? Hey, stop pushing. Mary, are you all right?
Yes, Jack, but you better let me hold your hand.
I can't. Somebody's standing on it. Proud. Say, Mary, let's not get separated. You've got my Christmas list. I got to buy something for Fred Allen and the quiz kids. You know, they lived at my house. Mary, what have I got marked down for Rochester?
Rochester?
Yes.
3 little handkerchiefs.
Oh, yeah, I better make that an even 4. I wonder where the perfume counter is. I want to get a present for my sister, Florence.
Well, why don't you ask the floor walker?
Yeah. I beg your pardon. Are you the floor walker?
Yes, and stop breathing on my carnation. It's not as rugged as I am.
What?
They're hard to get, you know. I've kept this one for 3 years.
For 3 years? How comes it looks so fresh?
Because it's growing out of my chest. Anything else you want to know, nosy?
Yes, I'm looking for the perfume counter. Where is it?
It's straight down this aisle on the left.
Oh, there it is, Mary. Let's go over and see if we...
I beg your pardon, mister.
Who, me?
Yes, what do you think I ought to buy my wife for Christmas?
Well, I don't know. Besides, that's a personal thing between you and your wife. You ought to figure that out yourself.
Figure it out myself, he says. I've been racking my brains and knocking my head against the wall, and do I know what to buy my wife? No.
Well, I'm sorry, mister, but...
That's all right. I'll figure it out. You ask a guy a simple question, what does he tell you? Figure it out yourself. That's fine Christmas spirit.
Silly guy. Come on, let's go to the perfume counter.
All right, but you never get waited on. The girl is so busy.
Well, I'll just reach over the counter and see what they have.
Oh, no, you don't.
What?
I saw you trying to steal some perfume.
I wasn't stealing it. I just wanted to see if it was alluring.
At your age, what difference does it make?
Now, look here. I told you, I'm not trying to steal this perfume. I was only...
Stop breathing on my carnation.
I'm not breathing on your carnation, and get out of here.
Oh, you're just mad because my eyes are bluer than yours.
They are not. It's just this suit I'm wearing. And furthermore...
What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to get some perfume. What would you recommend?
Well, we have a very popular brand called Friendship. 68 cents a gallon.
68 cents a gallon. What do you think, Mary?
The same as you. The price is right.
I didn't mean that. I was thinking about my sister in Waukegan. I wonder if she'd like this bottle of perfume.
Well, pull out the cork. She can smell it from here.
Oh, stop. Say, miss, haven't you got something else? What's in that bottle over there?
That's the new French perfume that just came in. It's called La Nuit Toujours Très Jolie Ici Maintenant.
That sounds nice. What does that mean in English?
Condensation of steam that's been forced through a motorman's glove.
Well, that's ridiculous. Come on, Mary. Let's go to another counter.
I beg your pardon, mister. What do you think I ought to buy my wife for Christmas?
Look, I can't tell you what to buy your wife. You'll have to figure it out yourself.
Okay. I'll figure it out myself. Nobody wants to help me. Fine Christmas spirit. You think it was my fault that I'm married?
Thousands of people in the store, and I'm the one he had a pick on there.
Jack, I want to buy something for my mother. Ask the floor walker where the ladies' department is.
I'm not going to ask that guy anything.
Jack, we'll never find it in this crowd. You better ask him.
Oh, all right. Oh, Mr. Floor walker.
Yes, my little bifocal yokel.
Say, Mr. Floor walker, would you please tell me where the ladies' department is?
It's right down at the end of it. Oh, the department. That's over to your left.
Thank you. Come on, Mary. Let's get away from this
guy. Hey, Jackson.
Oh, look, Jack, there's Phil.
Hiya, Phil. Come here.
You come over here.
I can't. I'm looking for the ladies' department.
You're wasting your time, Jackson. They're all out of your size. All filthy like a pair of glasses. You're making a spectacle of yourself.
Harry, come on. Let's get away from here so we'll wind up in a routine.
I beg your pardon, mister. What do you think I ought to buy my wife for Christmas?
I don't know. For heaven's sake, stop following me. I don't care what you buy your wife for Christmas.
Oh, you don't care, huh? Suppose I buy her something she doesn't like, then she'll get mad at me.
Then don't buy her anything.
Don't buy her anything. We've been married for 12 years. What are you trying to do, break us up?
I'm not trying to do anything. I don't know your wife. I don't know what you're picking on me for. I've never seen your wife.
Hey, what's going on here?
What's the trouble? That man's been caught stealing somebody's wife.
What?
At your age, you gray-haired wolf.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, this man started the whole thing over his wife's Christmas present.
Well, I don't blame him. You had no business sending her one.
I didn't send her one.
Well, I wouldn't brag about it, you cheapskate.
Cheapskate?
Jack, it's your own fault for getting into this thing.
My fault? These people accuse me of crime.
Let me through. What's going on here?
Oh, it's you, you little goopy with the droopy toopy.
Now, cut that out and don't blame me for this because it isn't my fault. This man came over to
me. Stop breathing on my carnation.
I'll breathe on it as much as I like.
Stand back, everybody. The man's mad.
You're darn right I'm mad. This is all your fault, mister. Following me around the store asking me to buy your wife for Christmas. Buy her a dog collar for all I care.
What size?
There you are, folks. You see what a crazy guy he is, and you blame me. Why, it's not my fault. I'm not the type that would start trouble. I'm a peaceful, home-loving...
Shut up!
Oh, come on, Mary. Let's get out.
Jack will be back in just a minute, but first, here are my good friends Effie Boone and Kenneth Delmar.
At 48, sold American.
If you could be present at the tobacco auctions now open down south, you could see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy the finer, the lighter, the naturally milder Lucky Strike tobacco.
This fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
The famous tobacco auctioneers heard on tonight's program are Mr. Effie Boone of Lexington, Kentucky.
At 44, sold American.
And Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs of Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Sold American.
That's Risedale speaking for Lucky Strike. L.S.M.F.T. L-S-M-F-T. L-S-M-F-T.
Make no mistake. In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure all of us have run across men in uniform who are trying to get home for Christmas but can't because buses and trains are so crowded. We know how important it is that men on furlough get to be with their loved ones at this time especially. Every time a civilian crowds into a train or a bus for a trip that's not absolutely necessary, you can bet 10-1 he's preventing a serviceman from being home for Christmas. That serviceman may have spent long months overseas. Mothers and wives have every right to ask, "Won't you give my boy a chance to get home?" We should answer, "I certainly will. I promise you I will not travel unless my trip helps win this war." And another important thing, folks, don't forget to buy Christmas seals. Thank you very, very much.
Company.